I would just say, I mean, this last trip the Premier had, you know, it's a very, very, very high level. Xi Jinping even went to Africa before he went to Europe or the U.S. So they have put this on a very, very high level of priority. And I think that that slide showing the infrastructure investment is very significant. They're going in, they're saying, you need roads, you need rail, or you need energy infrastructure, we can provide that. And there is another element to it of, is this Chinese labor coming in? It often is. But that's also something that I think is going to change over time. China's in a development phase of learning how to go, I think, abroad. And that is going to be something that, you know, there's going to be bumps in the road. But it is a very, very high priority. And if we think about it as a priority within Europe, within U.S., it's not on the radar.
So for the Chinese business, for the Chinese businessman, there is two things very important. The first thing is there any opportunity there, a great opportunity or a small opportunity? So this is the first thing. And the second thing is that Chinese businessmen are very practical, very, very practical. So they can do, it's not, they just want to do this, and they can use every ways to do it. So there are two things. So Africa for Chinese businessmen is a great potential. So even there is a lot of risk, but the Chinese see a lot of opportunities in the risk. So this is why now the money is from the government, most of the money from government. Later, the money will be from the private sectors, because a lot of the Chinese businessmen see a big money there.